House, please come to order. According with the uniform rules, the President of the Senate presides during a joint session, so at this time I'll turn the gavel over to Senator Catula, President of the Senate.
The joint session will please come to order. The Secretary call the roll for attendance purposes of the Senate.
Senator Bennett. Senator Elias is excused from the call. Senator Fahrenkamp. Absent. Senator Fakes. Senator Ferguson. Senator Paul Fisher. Senator Vic Fisher. Absent. Senator Gilman. Senator Hofford. Senator Josephson. Absent. Senator Kelly.
Here.
Senator Moss.
Here.
Senator Mulcahy.
Here.
Senator Pettyjohn. Absent. Senator Ray.
Here.
Senator Rohde.
Present.
Senator Sackett.
Here.
Senator Sturgalewski. Absent. Senator Ziegler.
Here.
Senator Curtula.
Here.
The roll shows 5 absent, 1 excused, and 14 present.
That is a working minimum for the Senate. Speaker, please call the roll.
Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the roll.
29 members present. Mr. Wente and Mr. Gall are excused from the call today.
Senate will... We are to order. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the promotion. I call the joint session.
Call of the session's been placed. Sergeant of Arms... Door will be barred. Senator Ray.
Okay, Kelly came in.
Which item is first here as the Secretary of the Senate? Okay.
Mr. President, I left the call.
There was not a motion that's been brought to my attention, and probably you could not call the Senate. For the record, you called the House. I accepted it, even though it may not have been motion form. The body is convened in joint session. After all, there were excused members from the Senate, as you know. So the first item before us, the Secretary of the Senate.
Honorable Yalmer Curtula, May 11, 1984. Dear Senator Curtula, regarding sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 350 amended, an act creating the Alaska United States Olympic Trust Fund and providing for an effective date, today I have vetoed this bill. Following is the governor's reasons.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move that sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 350 amended become law, notwithstanding the governor's veto.
Question. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, in talking to the sponsors of the bill receiving the information that there is another bill coming in that will do substantially what this does, but will be receptive and agreed to by the administration, I think it is well that we would uphold or sustain the governor's veto on this particular bill.
The question before you is, shall we sustain the governor's veto? Notwithstanding his veto, shall we adopt the bill? To the floor, Senator.
I think the question is, shall we approve the bill, notwithstanding? So
that is correct.
Yeah. So a no vote would sustain the governor's veto.
Yes, the motion is, notwithstanding the governor's veto. The Senate shall vote first. The Secretary will poll the Senate.
Senator Ferguson.
We're in the roll call, but you'll all listen to your parliamentary inquiry, and we will poll again. You have Senator Ferguson.
The motion stated again, and please define what we're going to do.
Yes. Senator Ray, state the motion.
I move its sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 350 amended become law notwithstanding the governor's veto. A yes vote will oppose the governor's veto. A no vote will sustain it.
I proceed to vote. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Ferguson? Senator Paul Fisher?
No.
Senator Vic Fisher?
No.
Senator Gilman?
No.
Senator Hallford?
No.
Senator Josephson?
No.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Moss?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
No.
Senator Pettyjohn?
No.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Senator Sackett?
No.
Senator Sturgiluski?
No.
Senator Ziegler? Senator Bennett?
No.
Senator Lyason is excused from the call. Senator Fahrenkamp?
No.
Senator Curtula?
No.
Senator Fakes? I'm sorry, I forgot Senator Fakes.
No. I tally the poll. Any member desire to change their vote? Secretary tally.
The roll shows one yay, 18 nays, and one excused.
Speaker, please.
Members of the House, proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
President Ward?
From no to yes.
Clerk, may take the roll.
6 yeas, 32 nays.
Secretary, tally the two.
For a total of 7 yeas, 50 nays, and 3 excused.
The governor's veto has been sustained. The next item before us, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move Senate Bill number 94, Finance, become law notwithstanding the governor's veto. A yes vote overrides the governor's veto. A no vote sustains it.
Have the floor, Representative from Fairbanks.
Mr. President, I move that the question be divided and that the quest appropriation, page 11, line 21, and page 12, line 6, 8, and 9 be considered separately.
Well, the objection's been noted. Well, Representative Kopanen, will you restate your motion so that it's well understood?
I move that the question be divided and that the appropriations on page 11, line 21, and page 12, line 6, 8, and 9, be considered separately. These are matters affecting the Tenino Valley Community College and the University of Alaska Fairbanks and completion of buildings there.
Objections noted. Question is, shall the motion be divided? The question be divided. You understand the division. There'll be a roll call.
Members of the House, proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
13 yeas, 25 nays.
Secretary of the Senate. The question is well understood, I believe. There's no objection. Please proceed.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Paul Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Gilman?
No.
Senator Hallford?
No.
Senator Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Moss?
No.
Senator Mulcahy?
No.
Senator Pettyjohn? Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
No.
Senator Sturgiluski?
No.
Senator Ziegler?
No.
Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Senator Lyason is excused from the call. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Fakes?
No.
Senator Curtula?
Yes. Colby. Tally.
For a total of 8 yeas, 11 nays, and 1 excused in the Senate.
Find the totals.
For a grand total of 21 yeas, 36 nays, and 3 excused.
Motion is defeated. Question before you. You have the floor. I believe that you have the floor, Representative.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the question be divided and that the item on page 13, line 16, be voted on separately by the body. And, Mr. President, that item is University of Alaska Anchorage, Anchorage Community College, student housing in the amount of $3.2 million.
Questions before you? Question is, shall we divide the question? Senate shall be polled. May proceed to vote.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Paul Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Gilman?
No.
Senator Hofford?
No.
Senator Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Moss?
No.
Senator Mulcahy?
No.
Senator Pettyjohn?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
No.
Senator Sturgalewski?
No.
Senator Ziegler?
No.
Senator Bennett?
No.
Senator Lyason, excuse. Senator Fahrenkamp?
No.
Senator Fakes?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes. Senator Gilman? Senator Gilman wishes to change his vote. Any other member wish to change their vote? Secretary, total the poll.
The roll shows 10 yeas, 9 nays, and 1 excused.
Members of the House, proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
18 yeas, 20 nays.
You may combine the total.
28 yeas, 29 nays, and 3 excused.
Motion's been defeated. You have the floor, Representative Lindauer.
Mr. President, I seek the floor both for the purpose of a motion and for debate on the question. Mr. President, I believe I am still owed money by the owner of one of the named recipients here, and I believe I also might benefit from an appropriation that would go to the city of Seward for a radio transmitter. Therefore, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to abstain from voting. Thank you.
It's been noted. Your information's been provided.
All right. Mr. President, I'd like to very briefly speak in favor of an override here. There are two items that I put into this through the capital, through my capital efforts. One, Mr. President, was for the National Federation of the Blind so that the blind infants program could be put into the current building through a construction program for $300,000. Mr. President, there would be great efficiencies of letting the blind people of Alaska get their services, particularly those in South Central, in one location and having it, instead of having it spread out. This is a very good investment. I see no reason at all why this kind of construction shouldn't be allowed to occur. This should be one of our highest priorities, not one of the lowest. And I would call the body's attention to, on page 5, directly above it, another item I put in, which was $1 million for a facility for Clare House. And for those of you who don't know what Clare House is, that is the shelter for abandoned women and children. And any of you who have ever visited it know that those people are sleeping on the floors, that they have newborn infants there without even shower facilities, that they're cooking in a little apartment-style refrigerator with 4 burners, and they're cooking for 30 or 40 people at a time. Mr. President, if Alaska can afford some of the other things that are in here, such as whatever, various and sundry things for state fairs and concession stands and so forth. It really ought to be able to take care of abandoned women and blind people. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Moss, seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I might point out that I don't believe there's a single legislator in here today that doesn't have a piece of this action here. I think the main motion should be brought forth right now because each and every one of us will have a piece of it, and I'd urge everyone to vote to override the governor's veto, then we'll all be happy.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, or Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we divide the question and that we vote separately on the item on page 14, lines 18 and 19. Those are for a single project, Mr. President, Anchorage Central ABC School Second Floor Addition and Anchorage Central Junior High School Second Floor Addition. I ask that one vote be taken on those and that it be separate from the other vote. The total is slightly over $1 million.
Objection is noted. Senator Sackett was seeking floor. Then Senator Ray.
Move adjourned. Roll call.
Roll call. Roll call is called for on adjournment, not debatable. The House votes first, I believe, this time.
Members of the House may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
25 yeas, 13 nays.
Secretary will poll the Senate.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Paul Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Gilman?
Yes.
Senator Hofford?
Yes.
Senator Josephson?
No.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Moss?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Pettyjohn?
No.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Senator Lyons, excuse. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Fakes?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
No. Tally the poll. Senator Victor Fisher? Yes.
My vote from yes to no.
Unchained. Please change. Please state the Senate roll call and the combined vote.
The Senate roll call is 12 yeas, 7 nays, and 1 excused for a combined of 37 yeas and 20 nays.
We are adjourned.